Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God is in the miracle working business. God bless you, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today. If you heard yesterday's broadcast, and beloved, anytime if you've missed a broadcast or would like to rehear one, please feel free to go to www.unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you'll be able to listen to broadcasts. We've got them archived back to 2012, I believe, at this point. And also, I should announce, I did it at when it was technically accomplished, but if you have a smartphone, you can also listen via that device and all sorts of new technical things that I have no knowledge of. I'm not technically proficient, but I do know that there are ways now that you can listen to the broadcast at your convenience. Praise God. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about, just beginning, talking about spiritual renewal. And I don't know about you, but I need spiritual renewal. It means to restore to freshness, to vigor, or perfection. And as I was thinking about this subject, I was trying to kind of summarize, if you would, the aspects or characteristic of someone who's spiritually renewed. Well, as I shared yesterday, first of all, there's joy. Joy not only in our spiritual relationship with God, but joy in our day-to-day lives. There's an enthusiasm. There's an interest. There's nothing worse. Have you been there? Brother Glass used to call it about being in the mully grubs. And I'm well acquainted with that area where you don't have enthusiasm, you're oppressed, you don't have the joy of the Lord. Now, I realize it's not very proper for a preacher to admit that, but beloved, you know what? Those who stand in the pulpits, those who minister on radio and television, let them not convey to you an idea that somehow they have spiritually arrived and are above all of those things. Beloved, we're flesh and blood just like you. We're brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. The only difference is God's calling and election, and that is what is to be recognized as a great privilege. It's to be honored. It's to be respected, because that is from God. The gifts and calling of God are not only without repentance, they are from Him. And as such, we honor and respect the giftings and ministries that God has given so freely and abundantly to all of us in the body of Christ. Yours is different from mine. Mine may be different from yours. But together, we all work together for the final end, which is to preach Jesus and His cross, Jesus and Him crucified, and that He is coming again. Praise God. Well, we are talking about what's an aspect of spiritual renewal. Joy, as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, and now also, beloved, rest. If we are worn out physically or spiritually, beloved, there's not much joy, and there's not much what you would call a vigor or freshness, because which is renewal, because we are weary. We're worn down. We don't have the vitality that God wants us to demonstrate to the world and to experience in our own lives. Hear what Isaiah 28 and 12 said. Let me start with verse 11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. That was foreshadowing the great outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. So, beloved, we are promised a rest wherein the weary are rested, and a refreshing. And beloved, there's nothing that would give such refreshing as the very manifestation of God's presence. God's presence, what does the word say? In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. He gives rest. He gives comfort. He gives peace. There is nothing better than being in the presence of God. Why do you suppose everyone in heaven is so happy? They are with the presence of Jesus. They can behold His glory and His majesty. Now, if God gives rest, comfort, and peace, and if these are attributes of the eternal God, why are these treasures so short-lived in our lives? So many of us are just hanging in there. You ever see that picture of a cat just sort of hanging on by its claws, ready to fall? Well, I think we've all can relate to that. There are times that we feel just like we're ready to snap. We're at it, you know, it's almost the straw that broke the camel's back. And beloved, like all worthwhile things in life, treasures from God just don't happen. We can build a develop and experience and increase capacity for these things. In fact, there is a passage I'd like to share with you. I trust it is a familiar passage found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 1, where the word says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." And basically, why do we not enter into that rest? Because of unbelief. I won't take time to read the following passages, but there is a rest to the people of God, and we need to be, this is one, a godly fear, that we don't enter into that rest. Like everything worthwhile in life, we have to pursue them. And the promise of rest and refreshing is for everyone, but there are those who receive because they submit to His calling, and they receive in faith. And so, secondly, an aspect of this renewal is a rest, a refreshing, praise God. And thirdly, there's strength for the battle. As I was thinking about spiritual renewal, well, definitely, if there is a renewal, there has to be increased stamina and strength. One of the definitions of renewal is vigor, freshness. So we definitely have to have new strength. And beloved, as I looked at the battles we experience in our lives, there are times and seasons in all of our lives. I know as I look back in past years, there were seasons, even years, of great trial and great, if you will, exceptional conflict beyond the normal routine of life. Sometimes we go through extended periods of time, and you might say, "Sister Glass, that's me." It seems like years and years I've been in this wilderness place, in this time of just a season of great difficulty and exceptional conflict. Well, God will give us strength for that, and I'm able to testify that God gave me strength through all those difficult times, through those many years of one battle after another, He gave strength. And then, beloved, also, there's strength that's needed for the conflict and hassles of daily life. We may not have some tremendous crisis or tragedy going on right now in our lives, but I don't know about you, there's plenty of conflict and hassles just in living day to day. What does God want for us? He wants our good, and He wants us to be strengthened. I don't know about you, but I know some of you listening to me right now, you are run by the tyranny of the should, your to-do list, the pressures that are seemingly increasing in day-to-day life. I share with friends, you know what? We have so many time-saving conveniences at this point. We have so many appliances and gizmos that we can zap, you know, get on the internet immediately. We can microwave our food in seconds and minutes of time, and yet the primary complaint of most people today is they don't have time. Can you figure that out? I won't go off in that direction, but God, beloved, will give us strength for kingdom causes. Isaiah 28:6, verse 5 says, "In that day shall the Lord of hosts be a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength that turn the battle to the gate." Beloved, what have we looked at? He's going to give us strength for the battle. In areas of exceptional conflict, in seasons of duress. Why? Because just like Job, it says he was blessed in his latter days beyond all of his former, but he did, we don't know how long, went through a series of great testings. He lost everything. His wife said, "Curse God and die." And yet he maintained his integrity. And beloved, if you'll do that in the time, seasons of duress, God will be with you and he'll give you strength. But also in the daily life, it says he will give strength to them that turn the battle in the gate. And beloved, if our battles are unrelated to the kingdom, then he will do that. Many times some of the battles are due to our own lack of wisdom and to the very doors that we ourselves have opened to the enemy. That's why it's important to read God's word. That's why it's important, I've been stressing to UCM partners in the mailings, wisdom, divine wisdom. We shall have God's peace. You read those chapters, opening chapters in Proverbs, you know, there's pleasantness in all her ways for wisdom. So, beloved, if our battles are related to the kingdom, God will give us strength. But it's difficult to appropriate divine strength to advance alien causes, such as our own agenda. Beloved, God will give us daily provision. It's covered by the Lord's loving supply. Luke 12:30 says, "Your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." As our days are, so shall our strength be. Well, my time has just flown in this broadcast, and there's so much more the Lord has given for me to share with you, but we must take this up tomorrow, and I invite you to tune in then. We're heard every day at the same time, Monday through Friday. And of course, there's always the UCM website. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And remember, if you've got prayer needs, don't stand there alone. You may have someone you just can't share certain things with. Your letters are confidential between the Lord and I. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, yeah.